The War of the Worlds, Book 2, Chapter 1, The Earth Under the Martians. In the first book, I have wandered so much from my own adventures to tell of the experiences of my brother that all through the last two chapters, I and the curate have been lurking in the empty house at Halliford, whither we fled to escape the black smoke. There, I will resume. We stopped there all Sunday night and all the next day, the day of the panic, in a little island of daylight cut off by the black smoke from the rest of the world. We could do nothing but wait in aching inactivity during those two weary days. My mind was occupied by anxiety for my wife. I figured her at Leatherhead, terrified, in danger, mourning me already as a dead man. I paced the rooms and cried aloud when I thought of how I was cut off from her, of all that might happen to her in my absence. My cousin, I knew, was brave enough for any emergency, but he was not the sort of man to realize danger quickly, to rise promptly. What was needed now was not bravery, but circumspection. My only consolation was to believe that the Martians were moving Londonward and away from her. Such vague anxieties kept